This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Yesterday on the show, we talked about the tough spot aspiring homebuyers and even some homeowners are in right now. Well, things are not exactly rosy out there for renters either. In almost every single big city in the U.S. over the last 5 years, rents have grown faster than wages, on average about 1.5 times faster. That's according to new data from Zillow and StreetEasy. There are some exceptions. In Austin, San Francisco, and Portland, wage growth has actually outpaced rent growth. But here in New York, rent has risen 7 times faster than wages, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
I'm going to say it again because I think it bears repeating. Rent in New York City rose 7 times faster than wages did last year. And yes, New York is notoriously expensive, but it's not just New York. It's also Boston, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Chicago.
As long as there are people who are willing to pay those rents and prices, the market will keep going up.
Jenny Schutz at the Brookings Institution says that's what we've been seeing in the last couple of years.
People who own real estate, people who own stock portfolios, people in really high-paid jobs are doing extremely well in this economy. That means they have a lot of money to spend on housing.
And increasingly, a lot of them are renting, partly because there are so few houses to buy. And that is driving up rents for everyone. David Dworkin at the nonprofit National Housing Conference says this is putting a particular strain on lower-income people.
You're talking about the person who makes your coffee, the person who serves you lunch, the people in your doctor's office, the people who come to rescue you if you get into a car accident, the nurse at the hospital.
Over half of renters were cost-burdened as of 2022, meaning they're spending more than 30% of their income on rent. Igor Popov, chief economist at Apartment List, says as rents have spiked, we've also started seeing fewer people forming new households.
That means that folks aren't going out and getting that new apartment, aren't moving out from living with parents, with family at the same clip that they were, because they're kind of looking at a market and saying, well, maybe it doesn't make sense right now.
Things are starting to improve for renters in some markets, says Kenny Lee, senior economist at StreetEasy and Zillow.
Austin and Houston, Texas are great examples.
In both of those cities, wages grew faster than rents.
What's different about them is the substantial increase in the supply of new rental buildings. Really, simply put, building more can make such a big difference for renters.
Only most cities aren't doing enough of it. In New York, I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.